I don't know why here. First off, it's a minute before we start. Second off, not even.
Where were you? I was out here waiting. No, you weren't. Cold.
Don't you dare. I've been in here for 10 minutes.
Oh, he lies.
You're lying.
You were here when I got here, but you weren't on. You were gone. You were deafened.
I was here before you.
Yeah, but not physically.
Yes, I was. I've been sitting down this whole time. I was texting people and watching Instagram.
Well.
Why do you sound so low?
Huh?
Hold on. You sound low. I think my volume's down. That's why.
You see how he was ready to blame me? You see that?
I don't even know if I'm recording. Oh, I am recording. Okay. I was like, fuck, am I even recording? I don't even know.
I'm still eating a little bit. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Yeah, you are. Gemini.
Yeah, you are. Don't say my full name.
Fucking Gemini, nigga. Green Avatar Owl, nigga. Dude, I love that. Baby, thanks so much, baby head, hairy arm. Fucking,
yeah, that's my favorite.
That's my, dude, right now, that's my favorite. Those are my favorite ones. Because she comes out of nowhere with this, like, health routine. And it's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe it makes sense when people are roided out of their mind giving health tips, because you. She just looks so bleak.
Yeah, I don't know. She's an odd-looking person.
And then she's over here like, are you eating Fruity Pebbles? Throw that in the trash. What? You need to eat anything right now. You're anemic.
Well, my favorite thing about that is the first one I ever saw came across my fucking phone. Like, 20 comments down, it was like... Way better than what did it say? This is way better than Grandma Head, nigga, or something. And I was like, "Who the fuck's Grandma Head, nigga?" And then today, I'm going through and I see another health check that like could only describe as having a grandma head. And I over the comment, I think I sent it to you. And
oh yeah,
like,
no, dude,
you're not baby head, nigga. So I saw it in like reverse. I was like, I learned the lore before and then saw her after.
Yeah, dude,
like,
it's a back and forth. There's Grandma Head and there's baby head.
Yeah.
There's two. One girl looks like, yeah, like her body looks like it's 25 and her head looks like it's 55.
Yeah.
And then there's baby head nigga.
Head niggas.
My favorite comment though so far that I saw this year, and I was watching a video that you sent me and laughing at a comment from a previous video that you sent me. Because I remember that comment. And the dude goes, my name's
I hope it's the one
Brandon.
I'm thinking of. Yeah.
I fucking was, my name's Brandon, and I got some fucking bullshit in a dude, oh my God. My ribs, my heart. I was like, am I going to throw up? It was so my name's Brandon, and I got some fucking bullshit in a pot.
I've never sent a video faster in my life to you, dude. I was dying.
And now they're at the point where it's like, come on, Brandon, pick it the fuck up.
I love it. And I finally got one where it's hers as a bullshit, and everyone's like,
yeah, because she got
lock
like
in Nicole.
Yeah, because she got
you handed him this one. What
like,
the fuck?
What was it? A calzone that was looked like just a flat fucking
yeah,
or a quesadilla that looked like a flat nothing. And it's like, what the fuck, Nicole? This is the first time I had to shit on Nicole.
Brayden, lock the fuck in.
Yeah. you ever get the ones where it's like, yo, this is an easy mitten, it's bad mitten. Or no, this isn't good mitten, it's bad mitten.
No, what's that?
It'll be like someone training like in like.
Oh, yes, I purposely, have, yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah, they're fucking great.
Where they have like crazy, like nonsensical shit on their weights.
Yeah, and then it's like, he must be practicing for bad mitten.
Dude, I love some of the comment sections are so good.
Yeah, they're getting good again.
The baby head nigga is like I think it's the earliest I've ever been seeing it.
What do you mean?
Like, normally when I see comment sections like that, they're like blow the fuck up. They're like 100k likes, like big, like hers are always hers are still somewhat small. I feel like the algorithm sent it to me a little early, you know?
It sucks that one girl left, because that was a great comment section.
Oh, she came back. She came back.
She came back, or are they just, like, re-uploading, like, her videos?
I think she came back.
What's her name?
She, like, locked her account. Wise words from Neeb.
Wise words from...
Something like that. That might not be exact, but...
Wise words from Neeb... Yeah, yeah. Oh, she back. We back, boys.
We back.
Dude, like, you gotta embrace it, man. You have to. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, dude. Babyhead niggas liking comments, replying. It's like, dude, who cares what they call you? They're looking at your shit.
Exactly. That's awesome.
And by the way, there. Let me just say also is...
She got the hairiest arms in the world.
Oh, dude, I didn't notice it until I saw that
until
comment.
I saw the comments. I was like, oh,
and then
God.
I looked down and I was like... Wait, is this just in like 480p and that's like her arm just being blurred? It's like, holy shit, no, that's like a gorilla level fucking arm. She's got to be like Greek or Italian.
Yes, the both.
Or Turkish or something.
She's like 80% Arabian. Greek and 90% Italian. So she's 170% baby hairy arm nigga.
But let me just say also is the dumbest people in the world. Sometimes I see comments from in her section where they're like, you know, fucking, what's wrong with gushes? Like, she's not wrong. Like, yeah, we're all joking and shit, but like, yeah, she's spitting facts. I mean,
it's not even
gushes.
That.
It's like, literally candy. It's like, yeah. Like, dude. But people get so mad. They're like, I feed my kid gushes. I'm not a bad. It's like, dude, yeah, you are. Yeah, if you're feeding your kid candy, you're a bad fucking parent.
Yeah, dude, that's like giving them miniature cocaine.
Yeah. And I've always said, dude, Gushers, something slimy going on with Gushers, because they call it fruit snacks, and it's not in the candy aisle. It snuck its way into, like, the fruit aisle somehow. I don't...
Whoa, hold, all right, hold the phone. I've been to many a
grocery store. I'll die on this hill.
I've been to many a grocery store. I've never been in the fruit section and saw Gushers next to the apples.
No, not fruit, like produce.
What do you mean, Jem?
I mean, like, fruits. It's with, like, Nutri-Grain bars and Pop-Tarts. It's, like, it's not in the candy aisle, well, but it's candy.
Well, Pop-Tarts, to be fair.
But Pop-Tarts aren't candy, though.
It's a pastry.
Right.
Right.
But why is Gushers next to them?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. What grocery stores you going to?
Like, Stop and Shop.
We talked about this. About this last week.
But my whole life, dude, even as a kid, I would always say, I'd be like, how did Gushers get away with not being in the candy? Okay, no, we don't have to.
No, just a quick pause, because I might have to take the greatest shit of all time.
I'm still eating, so I would love that.
All right, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
All right. That scared me.
Did it?
Yeah. I was just watching a video, and your voice came out. I was like, was that in the video?
Anything new with you, man? I haven't heard, you know. Any new stuff with you lately?
No, I went to the dentist.
What happened?
I had a root canal.
Oh, you finally got the root canal?
Yeah, I had like the worst tooth pain in my life.
That's right. did they put you asleep for it, or did you stay awake?
Nah, I stayed awake.
How was that?
It wasn't bad at all. It's a front tooth, so it just has one little root.
Oh, jeez. You're so lucky, dude. When I had to do the molar, oh, Marone. I told you about that. But so what? They just like numbed it, got all the bad root out, and then filled it up?
Yeah, well, she hasn't filled it up yet because she has to put like a post and a crown on it and stuff. But she like...
Oh, so you just got a front tooth straggler? You just...
No. It's just like she sealed it up with like temporary whatever.
Oh, okay.
But dude, I was in like the worst tooth pain I've ever been in my life, and I just went in there and I was like, "It hurts." the chick's trying. She's like, "All right, so what is?" I'm like, "It just hurts everywhere all the time." Like, is there anything that you know? Oh, please help!
please,
just do anything.
Kill me.
It's that type of pain, like, you know, when you think it's gonna be forever, and you're like, "All right, well, I'm gonna kill myself in about a month if this is here still.
Dude, yeah, there were times where I was driving and the sensation of pain from this infected root was so, like, it was just, I thought my head was gonna explode. And I thought there were some times where I would slow down my car to the point where, like, I gotta pull over to the side of the road and stop. I'm gonna crash. It was so bad. And I would, for weeks, it would just come and go and come and go. And I had that numbing, that like gum teeth numbing gel or whatever. And I never like stuck a tube more in the hole of my tooth and just like gushed in there to just try to numb the pain. And I did that for weeks until I finally went to my dentist and they're like, oh my God. I'm like, how long have you had this? It's fucking huge. Dude, they were like shocked in how big a hole could be in your tooth.
Yeah.
And then they were shocked that the other one didn't have it because they were like, oh, it's weird that you have it on this molar, but you don't have it on the other side. I'm like, why is that weird? It's like, well, usually something that happens to one tooth like this will happen to the other one. I'm like, oh, really? Like, what? If I tore my ACL, my left leg, I don't think it'd tore my right one. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I should have called sooner, but when I did call them on Thursday, and then I had to wait the weekend. And like you said, like certain times it would come in waves.
Oh, the worst is that dentist offices. It's like, yeah, so Mondays we're open from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tuesday we're off. Wednesday we're open from 8 to 11. Then we have lunch until 3:30, and then we're back at 3:30. Yeah. It's the craziest hours of all time.
It's insane.
Our dentist offices.
Yeah, and they're not open on weekends when, like, it's like, dude. And just every day progressively, it got worse and worse till finally, like, on Sunday, dude, it was just no Tylenol help. Nothing helped. I was just laying in my bed like, And then I went there and they shot that numbing shit in me and, like, opened it. And she's like, oh, yeah. She, like, did some tests with, like, some cold thing and, like, my tooth couldn't feel it. She's like, oh, yep. The nerve's dying. It's probably liquefying right now, and it's causing the tooth to expand. And there's no, I'm like,
liquefying.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, well, I don't know anything about dentistry, but that sounds about right because that's what it fucking feels like. Right now.
Liquid acid in your mouth.
Yeah. God damn, bro. But other than that, I mean, it's just this. I told you, yeah, I got a phone. What else?
you got a phone.
I'm trying to think of anything else new.
How's the ASMR channel going?
Oh, good, man.
Is it live?
ASMR. You'll never know.
I feel like it is now.
Nah, you'll never know.
It is. That's all.
You will never.
I'm looking up my ASMR.
Ever. Ever know. No, it's not, though. But you'll never know.
Minecraft ASMR. No talking. 2 years ago. All right, let's go. Filters this month. All right, I don't think you're JoJo's ASMR. Are you Cotton Velvet? I don't know. Cotton Velvet seems like a name that you would pick.
Cotton Velvet.
Yeah. I think you're Cotton Velvet. Are you cool kids?
Cool kid. What are these fucking?
You're definitely not this one. You're definitely not her.
I'll tell you something. I'm definitely not uploading 11-hour videos of Minecraft.
Okay, that's so you're definitely not Cotton Velvet. I didn't. You know what? I didn't look at the timestamps.
Jesus Christ! I didn't even know this was a thing.
The Isaac. There you are. ASMR Breeze. Ew, oh, there's two video shorts of teeth. Maybe you're that.
Yeah, just root canals.
That was weird that came up.
I don't know if you're like me, though. Do you ever get like when something like that is going wrong, like especially with health, do you ever get like, what's the way to describe it? Like snowball effect of it where you're like, all right, this one tooth's hurting. I don't know why it's hurting, but it's killing me. I'm just going to pull all my teeth out. Do you ever get in that mode where it's like, all right, I'm 1 foot in, I'm going to fucking jump off the bridge then?
Yeah, dude, there was time where like my leg was bothering me where I'm like, why don't I just chop off the leg? Like,
just get it over with.
Yeah, no, all the time. All the time.
I was looking up denture videos. I'm like, getting dentures. I'm like, all right, how bad is dentures? Fevers,
100%. Because I remember my girl sent me a meme where it's like a guy who like breaks a bone. It's like, no, it's all right. I'll just walk it off. A guy with a fever. It's like, tell my family I love them.
Yeah.
I just can't. When I have a fever, I think like, I was like, oh, that's it. There has been something dormant in my body and now it's finally going to take me out. Like, all right, that's it. I got AIDS, hands down. I've had the HIV virus for 10 years, wasn't diagnosed, and now it's AIDS, and now I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how.
Dude, I gotta be. The weird thing with me is I haven't had a fever since I was like 8. Even when I'm like majorly sick, I just don't get fevers. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I mean, fever really is just your body reacting to like it's. Your body's getting inflamed and it's getting overheated because it's
because it's fighting or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, there's a battle going on. And
there's a war going on outside. No one is safe from.
And there's a. It's still debated if like humans technically need fevers, because there's people.
What do you mean it's debated?
Because
why else would we have them? They're not for fucking.
Well, that's the thing.
Just for looks.
Well, the thing is, the debate is like how much of an impact does that a fever actually have on fighting whatever's in your system? Because the fever is more so a reaction to what's going on in your body. It's not the. It's not like you're white. It's not if you didn't have like let's say, because like say you take medicine right to reduce a fever, your body's still reacting to the infection that's going on. Your body's still fighting it off, even though you're taking medicine to reduce the fever.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So some people think
to just ride the fever out.
Some people think, yeah, ride the fever out because it's your body's natural thing to combat with whatever's going on with it. And other people say, listen, a fever really doesn't actually do much. Like, yes, your body has it when there's like a battle like that happening. However, it's not really, it's not a necessity. So take your leave it to how you want to do it. I'm also not a doctor, so I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just, I wonder, I don't know, I haven't gotten a fever in a long, long time. Yeah, and I've been really sick, too. I just don't get them.
Yeah, your tooth almost blew up in your face.
Oh, my God. It was making other parts of my mouth hurt that weren't even hurt. It's tooth pain's no joke, man.
Are you still going to the gym?
No, because work started.
So now you're pushing that mower.
I've been, a lot of walking.
A lot of manual labor.
Did 20,000 steps today, you know? No big deal.
Hold on.
You know,
Hold on. Everyone pump the brakes here. Pump motherfucking brakes. Out of all the shit you talk about of me doing anything in my life, how do you know that you did 28,000 steps today?
Well, I have an iPhone, Whitey.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's great. I do, too.
And this thing knows everything, so I know.
I've never once... How do you...
I got an alert saying, why the fuck do you have 20,000 steps today?
You've been tracking your steps, you fucking...
No, it does it automatically.
Yes, you have. No, it doesn't do it automatically. I have an iPhone also, Jim. I've never...
It won't let me even delete the fucking app. Oh my God,
you can delete any app on the iPhone.
No, you can't, Whitey.
Yes, you can.
Try to delete the health app right now. I dare you.
I re-deleted it.
No, you ain't. Yes, it's still in there.
Yeah, Jim, I never got a notification on how many.
Whitey.
I never got. Whitey. Oh my God. Whitey. What?
Re-download the health app right now. It'll have all your fucking stats. I'm telling you, there's no deleting it. I remember on my iPod Touch, it wouldn't even let me delete it, and now it'll let you delete it, but it still tracks it.
Hold on. Give me a second. God damn it. Hold on. Health. Oh, you know why I didn't delete the app?
Because you can't, Whitey.
I'm pretty sure I can. Hold on.
Delete it right now.
Let me try. Wait. I think I did delete the app. Is it in useless?
No, it's in health. Just type in health.
No, I... You talking about the fitness app with the rings?
No, it says health and has a heart.
Oh, damn it, because I just re-downloaded the fitness app, which I deleted a while... All right. Delete the...
Wait. You're shitting on me for iPhone health? You have a fitness app?
It's an automatic app that comes with the phone.
What do you mean?
It's an app that you have it too.
Yeah, that's health. Yeah, it's called health.
No, there's a fitness app, and now I'm looking for the health app, which I think I deleted already, dude.
Fitness? Yeah. I don't have a fitness app.
Hold on.
Oh, you must have a poor phone.
Oh my God, guy gets an iPhone 15 for 3 days.
Yeah, the new iPhone. We've got the fitness app, bro.
Gets the base
this did
model.
Not come with it. Although I did delete a ton of shit, so maybe it did come with
it. Oh, it's in my utilities. Hold on. Remove app. I can remove the app right now. So you're dumb. You can.
It'll still check you because I already did it. We're already going backwards in time now.
You didn't already do it. You removed the app, Jem.
Whitey.
What?
The day I got this phone, I deleted the health app.
Then how are you getting tracked?
A week later, I re-downloaded it because it said it had a pedometer on it. And I didn't want to download a fucking third-party pedometer that has ads.
Wait. What do you mean you got a week later? What happened?
When I first got this phone,
oh my God,
I deleted 90% of the apps that are on it.
Okay.
Because I have OCD and I just wanted the five apps I use.
I get it.
And I hate the Waze logo. I'm going to delete it. I fucking hate that app also. Another thing. I hate the little icons of the people that are using it.
I told you, though, it sucked.
I know, but you didn't tell me it sucked this much, dude.
I told you.
Those little logos on the cars ahead of me that have Waze. Little stupid smiley fucking things. I'm like,
I told you it was a terrible GPS.
It's made for five-year-olds? Wait, what the fuck is this?
Did you get a notification about a cop, though?
Nah, that's why I put it on. I never did. But there weren't any cops, so.
All right, well, then that's why.
But then here's the thing is, what if I'm driving and I'm like, all right, there's no cops. Now I can go fucking 90 on the highway. But then it's just no one logged it in.
That's playing the game. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Nah, that's playing the game without the app. That's playing the game.
I'm just
now
telling
you're just in the dark.
I'm telling you, that's a possibility. Like I said.
And you're also using the shitty GPS.
The GPS is dude, there's roads that don't even exist. There's roads that do exist and don't even show up on Waze. Like, it is a terrible, terrible app. A terrible GPS.
But I deleted the health app.
Wait, did you play the games though on Waze?
What games?
You can be on your destination and pick up little candies to get points.
I'm deleting them right now. I'm over this. I'll get a police scanner, you know what I mean?
Did you set up the voice to be Santa Claus for your ways?
I never deleted an app faster. I knew the logo. When I saw the logo, I was like, I'll never put this on my home screen.
All right, so wait. The health app.
I deleted it.
Okay.
Well, can I go back in time?
I mean, yeah.
2 years ago, I got an iPod Touch.
Oh, my God. What a... Two years ago.
You remember the iPod Touch you would make fun of me for that I bought?
Yeah, but I made fun of you for the one that you had 6 years ago.
I know, but then I did get the new one.
I didn't even know they still made them.
It's insane.
What?
It is actually
insane. Offer that the fact they still make
it. No, the fact that they still make it.
It's unfair. Like... Just sell an old iPhone as an iPod Touch. Like, I don't get it.
Well, but that was before I knew you could just buy a pay-as-you-go $30 phone that does the same thing, or else I wouldn't have spent fucking $200 on it. But I tried to delete the health app on that iPod Touch, and it wouldn't even let you do it. It literally was one of those apps where it says you can take it away from the home screen, but you can't remove it completely.
Sure about that.
So on this iPhone, I got this iPhone. I deleted it. It did delete. I said... Bye, gone.
Yeah.
I'm laying in bed one night. I'm looking for apps now because you have a new phone. You know, you're like, all right, I need something to fill up this little home screen on the right here. And I want a pedometer. And everyone's going, oh, get pedometer plus and this and that. It's free, but there's ads. And I'm like, I'm not getting an app where there's any ads.
Pedometer right, plus?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Wait, what?
It tracks steps, a pedometer.
But why do you want to track your steps?
Because I said I was just looking for, because I was bored with the new phone and have an excruciating tooth pain. I was just looking for something to distract me in my life. I was saying, I want, what are new apps? What are apps people get? I haven't had a smartphone in a decade. Like, what apps do people get? I have a cool calendar one.
On your iPod Touch.
I don't know if I could because it's an iPod Touch. It's only Wi-Fi. True.
So then how's it going to track if like...
Yeah, I don't think it tracked. That's probably why I couldn't delete the app also.
Right.
iPod Touches are gay, dude. I still have it for some reason, but... Poor. Anyway, so I re-downloaded the health app because it's free and it has no ads. Because I'm not paying for an app also. And it was tracking the whole time that it was deleted. And that... That jury is why Apple is sneaky, and that's only the first of many things that's kind of creepy with this phone. This phone knows.
But you only got a notification about your steps once you re-downloaded the app, correct?
Yes, but it was from the time I got the phone. Even when it was deleted, it was tracking it.
No, I know. I guess what you could possibly do is go into the settings, go to the health app, and. Like, just not allow it to do anything and then delete the app. Like, turn off
location
services, don't allow it to do anything. And then there's other settings, I think, also where, like, you can ask the phone not to, like, but, I mean, it's going to track you regardless. That's why, that's why it always, like, blows my mind when people, like, do the whole, like, I'm not going to get a smart speaker. I don't want it to know what I'm saying. It's like, you have a phone. Like, and not even a phone. It's like you have a social security card. Like they know what you're in. You're in the grid, dude. It's too late.
Two things to that. I agree with what you're saying, but two things is...
There's no but.
That's an extra step of it also. And then the second thing is...
What's an extra
step? Things having something listening all the time.
Your phone is something listening all the time. Your iPod Touch was probably listening too. You just don't even know it.
Yeah, but if you agree to it, and you hit that box where it says, I agree to this app, terms and conditions. That there's like extra layers there.
Gem.
They'd have you dead to rights. Gem,
you're done.
Whereas if I didn't, you could actually fight it with a good enough lawyer.
Your pickup truck's probably recording you. No, you're not.
I know, but you could still fight it because it's not consensual.
Fight what? In what way? In what? It is consensual. What about when you buy the phone?
But if they were listening to you, let's say tomorrow they made it illegal to say like faggot. You know, and then they got me saying it. I could get a good enough lawyer where he's like, he didn't sign it. He didn't agree to any terms and conditions.
You're not getting a good enough lawyer to fight Apple Incorporated.
No, it'd be the government, not Apple.
You're not getting a good enough lawyer to fight the government.
Yeah, you are. People win against the government all the time.
Oh, they think they win.
That's what lawyers are for, dude.
Jem, you're not winning it, though. And why is it against the government?
Why wouldn't I win it?
Because you're not.
Well, because who else are you worried about listening to you? I don't give a fuck who else is listening besides the government. That's the only people who can do anything.
What's that have to do with anything? I said you're not winning the case.
How do you know? People win cases all the time.
You're not.
I would.
You're not.
But you wouldn't. You wouldn't because you consented to Alexa and everything. So you have like
Jem.
Pages and pages of signing away all your rights.
You think there's a difference between
they probably own your voice box right now. They can probably program your vocal range into a thing and you can't do nothing. It's stupid
to think that there's a difference between a smart speaker and a phone.
You can't be that stupid to think that it's weird to not want something listening to you at all times.
You don't think that your phone that's
yes, in it does.
Okay.
I then. Understand.
Okay, then.
But there's a difference between the government who's going to listen to you regardless and you can never do anything about it and allowing a company to do it.
You're... Whoa. But what's the...
Because the government, you don't have a choice. If you buy the phone, it's going to be listening to you. Of course, we all know that.
Okay.
They've been listening since the invention of phones.
Okay.
Literally.
And you're saying with the smart speakers, it's a company that's listening to you.
Yeah. Now you're like...
I have a question.
Are you out of your mind?
I have a question here. You don't think that your phone, the company of the phone, can listen to you?
I don't think so, no.
Are you fucking retarded? Jem, iPhone makes an Apple home. I don't think legally.
Yeah, but once again, you have to consent because it's a corporation.
You're consenting to your phone. You're talking to it all the time. It's your phone.
Yeah, but you're not
consenting
to them listening to you.
Jem, it's a phone. Yes, you are. Wait, what makes you think you're consenting to the speaker and not the phone?
What because you, you have to set up the speaker to the company.
You have to set up the
and,
phone.
And you have to agree to a terms of service.
You have to do the same thing with a phone.
Yeah, but not the listening. Do this privacy
you have, you have to do the same thing with the actual device of the phone.
There's privacy
and
laws.
And the service provider.
There's privacy phone. Laws.
What are, and do you know the privacy laws for the service providers and the actual device of the phone? Like the actual phone, like the company for the device? Of
yeah,
the phone?
They're not allowed to listen into your when fucking shit.
And you think the smart speaker, they can just listen?
Of course.
And but they can't for a phone.
That's how it works.
And they can't for a phone.
Not the company, no.
Jem, if you say, hold on, I'm going to... all right, well, I'm going to blow everyone's speaker, but if you say Siri into your phone right now, is it going to pick up?
No, I never said, I don't set up Siri.
Okay, I have a question. If you make a phone call to someone, are you going to be able to talk to that person?
Yeah.
So you gave the phone itself access to the microphone, so you can talk into the microphone of the phone.
Yeah, when I'm in a call, yeah.
And you don't think... And you don't think it picks it up when you're not on a call?
No, it does. I agree with you.
Okay, then.
But that's different. Once again, that's the government. I don't give you like once the, again, you can't do anything about the government. They're going to listen in regardless.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
And you don't think Apple has the ability? If the government has the ability to hear those recordings, but Apple Incorporated doesn't.
Right, but Apple can't legally do anything with it. Sure, they could listen. I don't give a fuck if Apple's listening.
How do you know that?
Because it's privacy laws, but dude. It's against the fucking law.
But and why do you think it's different with the smart speaker?
Because you're if I set up Siri, then it's allowing them to listen in. Okay. Because you ever read the terms and conditions?
You've read the whole terms and conditions.
No, I don't need to. But you're giving away consent for them to literally listen in, bro. That's what the whole... That's the whole point.
Wait, my bad. I sent a text message. Say that again.
How do you think it works?
Jem.
How do you think Siri works?
What do you mean?
Why do you think you have to enable Siri on the phone?
Jem.
Why isn't it just automatic on the phone without...
Jem. You can literally have...
You're arguing against... You're doing Ed right now. You're arguing against the idea of what you think I'm saying. Bro, argue with me.
I am arguing.
You're not talking to Twitter.
I'm telling you, you're retarded because of this reason. There's literally drones that can film the infrared rays of like people walking around from the outside of a building, and then AI can generate what exactly the inside of that building and the people walking around look like. And you're telling me that the company, the 100 something plus billion, maybe trillion dollar, yeah, not even maybe, trillion dollar company in Apple that has all these iPhones all over the place can't fucking listen to a thing that you talk into all the time and you have it at your hip all the time.
Yes, no, they
even,
can.
Even though
I never said they couldn't. Based, well, I agree
even
with
though
you,
it's
they
based
can.
On a terms and services thing that you've never even read fully, ever, not even close.
I know, but I don't need to because it's obvious.
I don't need a reason. Jem, you are the guy that goes into a courtroom and acts like they don't need a lawyer, and you're doing like 10 to fucking
15. No, I said the opposite. I would get a great lawyer. Here's the thing.
Yes, because you don't read.
Why do you think you need to enable Siri on the phone?
Because for Siri.
Why? Why isn't it automatic? Why isn't Siri just automatically on the phone?
Don't know.
Why do you think you have to accept it?
Don't know.
Why do you think? What's your guess?
I literally don't have a guess. I can't. I at the moment I can't think of a guess. Maybe if I had a minute or two to think about it. But this is also
all right. Well, give it a thought.
We're not waiting. I'm not waiting back a minute or 2 minutes.
Why? We'll all wait for you to realize why you have to consent to it.
What? Oh my God! Consent to it. Turn it on.
No, you know why I think. I'm asking you why.
I actually don't know why.
I told you already.
I wasn't listening half the time.
Because you have to consent to it. That's the
whole
point.
What does that mean when you say I have to consent?
You have to give them permission.
Okay.
To listen in at all times.
Jem,
they can't just automatically have that on the phone.
Jem, it's listening to you at all times whenever it fucking wants. You do realize-
Yes, but they can't do anything with it, bro.
You do realize with a smart speaker, you can unplug it at any time, right?
Yeah, so what does that have to do with the fucking price of rice in China?
Jem. What?
What does that have to do with anything? I can unplug my phone too. I can take the battery out.
Yeah, but you can unplug a smart speaker and not have it. You cannot be home for a long time. Your phone's by your side all the time, and it's always listening to you. It is 100%.
I know it is. I've never said it wasn't. This whole time I've agreed.
I don't get it. Because you're saying the phone's listening to you. However, that stuff can only be used by the government. It can't be used by the company.
That's not what I said.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying legally.
Uh-huh. Legally, even though you haven't read the terms and services and you already said that you're not a lawyer.
Legally.
Okay.
A company isn't allowed to just listen in on you and then use that recording or whatever to sell or do anything against you. They can't, because you have to consent to it.
But they can't.
The government,
a smart speaker?
The government can, because they don't give a fuck, and who cares, because no matter what, they're going to do it anyway, and we have no power to do anything with it, because we could just knock out a smartphone if you don't want to be listened to. But you have to give them consent.
So wait, the company of the phone can't, they're legally not allowed to do what again, if you don't consent to, like, say, Siri or whatever on your phone? What are they not allowed to do?
They can't use your recording. And
the company?
Yeah.
But they can do it on the smart speaker.
No, they can do it on the phone, too.
No. What I'm asking you is...
Like, Apple, yes, can listen, but what are they going to do with that, bro? Who at Apple is like, I'm going to just listen in on some random dude in the country?
You're going in circles. Now you're not even making any sense. Because now you... I feel like...
I've said the same thing the whole time.
What are you... One more time. What exactly are you saying?
I'm trying to think of an analogy, because you're not going to... All right. Imagine...
Jim, this the,
you, I can't think of an
you
analogy.
You don't have a point. That's what I'm saying.
You don't have a point. You got nothing. You got so. You're projecting. You got nothing, and you're saying I got nothing.
Yeah, because you actually don't. Because at first, not even at first, I was starting to go, okay, I get his point. He's wrong. But now you don't even have a point anymore.
Do you think there could be anything, any danger in having a company be allowed to listen and use your audio at all times?
That is a totally... I am not saying...
You're acting like you don't understand why me or other people would not want...
No. Hold on. I understand.
Like, it. I know you can wrap your head around why I wouldn't
I
want to.
I understand it. You're all just retarded because they're already doing it. You're already in the system. You think because you don't have a smart speaker and yet you still have a fucking... smartphone that they're not listening on it. You're fucking...
Yes, because when you set the smart speaker up, you agree to them using it. Dude, they probably make most of their money on the smart speaker selling your data, dude.
Of course, Jim, you know, you already know that's true. And I already know that's true. You're not saying anything new.
Yeah, but they can't do that with the phone is my point, unless you have things like Siri.
Jim, you're... All right. Before smart speakers existed... Have you ever been getting targeted ads before?
Yes, of course.
And how do you think you were getting those targeted ads?
I was just about to go into a whole thing.
How do you think you were getting those targeted ads, dude?
Because they're listening.
So then what are we doing here? What are we doing here then?
It's because you consented to it. That's why, though.
Of course, but I'm saying once you bought the phone and
stuff, but I didn't is my point.
You just bought an iPhone 15, dude.
I know, but I didn't enable Siri or anything. Oh, I don't have any kind of voice shit.
Siri
on.
Is not the key that unlocks everything.
It is, though. Oh, that's my point. That's what you don't understand.
Siri existed before Siri.
It's a Trojan horse.
Oh my, what does that mean? You're just saying stuff.
Because they want to sell your data.
Are you talking to me?
They want to sell your data.
Are you trying to prove to some idiot that you're right?
I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, you're killing me here.
You think they don't want to sell your data.
I never said that. Never said that.
Okay, but they can't legally. So they have to get you, to agree to it.
What do you mean
consent?
What do you mean? What is my data, by the way? When you say my data, what do you mean by that?
Like you said, like them listening in and then putting targeted ads towards you of things you're saying throughout the day. Okay. They listen in and then they throw ads and they make money that way. Huh? Or just selling the data to a data collection company, which is where they make most of the money. It's a $1 trillion industry. It's the biggest industry in the world right now. Everyone wants data on what people are buying, what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're acting, who they're with, when they're looking at the phone.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
But they have to get consent for that. And so they go, oh, you know, some people are so lazy, they won't fucking type in something, so they'll just talk to their fucking phone. So they disguise it as this whole fucking thing. That's why they have a notification to be like, they keep pestering you to fucking download Siri, even if you don't want it. They constantly try to get you to download it. It's not because they want you to just have the ease of use of Siri. Why do you think they push it so hard?
Jim.
It's their fucking Trojan horse on the way.
And I think you're, all right, I think this is the thing that maybe is the disconnect between us. I'm not disagreeing that...
I realize I sound like a fucking lunatic right now, by the way.
It's not even a lunatic. You just sound like one of those boring
people
that think they're right. And it's killing me. I'm not...
It's true. See that? I extend an olive branch and he kicks it in my face.
Because I'm not going to agree with something just because you're being nice.
I don't sound like a lunatic. I sound fucking sane. You sound insane.
Jim.
You got rooked.
I'm not... Just because you said I got rooked doesn't mean I got rooked.
But you did.
Okay. But I'm not.
You go, oh, this fucking speaker, dude. It fucking. Oh, I can adjust my lights with this speaker.
Never said that.
Meanwhile, you're going to wake up in fucking Thailand tied to a fucking stump.
See, okay. And this is my main point. This actually goes back
to. Remember when you pressed this checkmark? Okay.
This is what goes back to my main point. And this is actually a hindrance on me. Because. There are some people that are going to hear you say that and go, yeah, man, like, because they're so fucking...
I don't care. Why do you always do that, though?
I know, because I just said it's a hindrance.
There's going to be people you're fucking placating, dude. I don't give a fuck who says what, who's listening.
I just said it's a hindrance on me, because I get mad at those people, because I hate people who I know are stupid who think they're right, and I shouldn't be. I should just ignore retards, but for some reason they get me mad because they're happy being wrong because they.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I am not disagreeing that all these devices being created now and devices in the future and things like Neuralink, all these fucking things are not going to make it easier for people to be tracked. What I'm saying is. If you are that much of a retard to think that you live in America in an apartment, have a job, have a social security number, have a tax ID, but because you have a flip phone, no smartphone, no smart speaker, and a regular TV, that you can't wake up tomorrow in Thailand because, I beat the government, they can't track me. You're a fucking retard to the umpteenth level. It is unequivocal. You are so fucking stupid to actually think that you beat the system. I'm mad.
Yeah,
because you're.
Why do you care what people think?
Because I can't believe people are.
Jim, you're like Ed right now.
I can't believe people are that stupid though. It hurts that people think that they're smart when they're not. Because I'm dumb. However, like.
Right, but you're that's a very binary way of looking at it though.
I don't know what do you mean? What do you mean?
You're saying, like, if someone's like that and having a flip phone and not a smartphone, they think that, and because
Never said that.
That's literally what I said.
If you have a flip phone and because you have that, you think that. I'm not saying anyone because they have a flip phone. It's kind of like the thing where it's like, not everyone with a mustache is a pedophile. However, all pedophiles have a mustache. You know what I mean? Just because you have a mustache, it doesn't make you a pedophile.
Right, I know, but like... You're it's a binary thing because there's a lot of gray area and nuance to this where it's like someone could have a smartphone, a flip phone and be like, I want a flip phone because it makes me feel a little bit more like I'm not being tracked. But it doesn't mean they're like on the far extreme of like, oh, they're fucking reading my thoughts.
However, it's so
like there's levels to it.
It's so minute that they probably can't even comprehend how minute that is to think that a flip phone compared to a smartphone has they can't comprehend the minimal minuscule percentage of being tracked now because they're still being tracked.
Bro, I watched a fucking video on YouTube the other week where someone hacked into a fucking Ring camera in the room and started talking to a toddler, some fucking dude. And it's like, yeah, dude, you're like, you to act like you're not more vulnerable with that type of shit than someone without it, then you're crazy. Kev, but before I'm not saying every person who has that has to be schizophrenic.
But before all these devices, you could just break into a house and talk to someone and then slit their throat.
Right, like, but you can also break into a house with someone with a smart speaker. So now you're adding more
I just said elements. I didn't say it doesn't make it. I'm just saying it's a menace. And we're talking about the government, by the way. We're not talking about lunatics.
We're not. I was never talking about the government.
You mentioned government and corporations around.
No, but I was saying the government can do it anyway, so I don't give a fuck about the government because there's no choice there.
Okay.
But I don't really give a fuck. I never got into my second reason though, why I don't have Siri.
I'm very mad right now.
That was just the first. The second reason I don't have Siri is because it sucks. That's the third reason.
It really does suck, actually. It's so bad.
Because I've had Siri in the past, and it just activates all the time for no fucking reason.
I've
it doesn't
it
work
to set
well.
Alarms, and then it looks at me like, what did you say? You say something? I know. It's like a dog where like you throw the ball, and it looks at you like, did you throw the ball? I'm just standing here thinking you threw the ball, but I don't know if you threw the ball.
Yeah. Because I used to be like that, but I'm more on your side now where I don't get... Like, I have Face ID. I have everything on this fucking thing. I don't give a fuck anymore. I have location services on. I don't give a fuck.
It makes things easier.
I like it now.
Vein pop 5 minutes ago. by the way, dude, when I listen back to this, I'm going to be like, Jesus Christ, like what?
No. I not on this topic.
Did I just
have
a fight with my mother before this episode? What happened?
No, I know there's certain topics that get me like that. This isn't one of them, but there are certain ones where I do hate fucking retarded people. And so when it comes to certain shit,
you know what it is?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I think it's because, again, one, it's a negative thing about me. I just hate people. Like, I can never accept when, I don't know why, it is a control thing. And it's something about me that I hope to fix one day. The other part is, it's because it's these fucking people.
These fucking retards.
These fucking retards, dude, that like think that like, oh, we have the right to bear. Like, dude, I swear to God, it falls under this bullshit too. The right to bear arms thing in case the government attacks. It's like, you have no chance if the government, that's why I get mad.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's where I differ from you though. Because that's a very, once again, that's a binary thing of, there's a gray area.
No.
It's like you have a better chance with a gun than you do without one. So it's like, I know what you're saying. You'd lose anyway, but it's like, if there's a little glimmer of hope, I'd rather have a fucking AK-47 than nothing.
At
least I go out and take someone with me, bro.
This is the analogy, though. You have stage 4 cancer and you're legit dying and someone gets you some emergency. Like, you're still fucked, dude.
I know, but hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, okay. Have fun with that. But it's not nothing. You wasted your time doing it. You could have used that extra couple seconds of sipping on emergency to talk to a loved one that you're never going to see again.
Also, you're acting like we're talking about BB guns, bro. The AR-15 is an emergency. AR-15 will take down a fucking helicopter.
Jim,
like,
you're not taking
that'll out take down. Nothing. It'll literally take down drones.
There's Predator. There's drone missiles.
AR-15 will take one down. Easy.
Jim, you're not taking down a drone.
Yeah, you are. Are you out of your fucking mind? You know what an AR-15 is, bro?
Jen, you're
that
not.
Shit'll shoot one right out of the sky.
A nuclear missile.
They're not gonna nuke their own country, bro.
It's about the government. What do you?
If there was a civil war, I'd move
gonna,
to Washington D.C. because they ain't nuking D.C.
They're not gonna nuke their own country, but they're gonna drone a ton of people in their own country to death.
Well, yeah, because nuke doesn't. Can't you like not live where you nuke for a long time? I feel like that'd be like defeating the whole thing of it.
Gotcha. So the government drones okay, helicopters okay.
Oh, they'd carpet bomb us in a second if they could.
But we'd be able to stop them because we all have AR-15s.
No, see, that there goes the binary thing where it's either no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, but you would have a better chance.
If it was
100%,
no, I have an actual question.
Calm down.
I'm asking an actual question. I got something this time, motherfucker. If it was 100%,
I had to write this down.
If it was 100% to 0%, and you had an AR-15, what do you think that percent goes to?
I think that's a thing that I don't even care about. But here's my thing.
Like, it doesn't actually change shit.
So when you play Call of Duty Zombies,
where's the safety on an AR-15?
I don't know. When you play Call of Duty Zombies, you're gonna die.
Uh-huh.
You don't win Call of Duty Zombies, do you?
I get what you're saying.
You're gonna die.
I already get the analogy.
So do you get a quick revive?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get a quick revive because, motherfucker, you're going to die anyway, but guess what? You might get to round 40 instead of 30, all right?
Oh, you had a better analogy with that game, and you didn't even use it.
But you get, you know what I'm saying.
No, I know, but you could have used
it. Like, why even try in the first, why not just not even play zombies then? Because you're going to lose anyway.
Yeah, but again, you're not.
There's the gray area.
But what is it?
Because you hold on to that hope. You go, this time I'm going to make it to the end.
I'm not arguing a gray area, though. I never argued the gray area. I never said that the percentage doesn't sway. I'm saying it's minuscule.
Whitey, if the government started attacking New Jersey right now and bombing you guys, you would, and someone offered you an AR-15, you would take it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just lay down and go, oh, I'm dead anyway. I'm going to shoot someone in the fucking neck.
Yeah, but I never said that it's going to
help. My mom lives here. I'm going to fucking kill everyone. My
chances to an extreme level.
Right, but it'll still help your chances to a small level.
What's the level, though? Give me a percentage.
I don't know. You might get away. We beat the British, dude. They outnumbered us 101.
Jim, you're so stupid.
They had cannons and shit. We were running through the woods naked, and we still beat them. Oh, like, sometimes you win, bro.
Oh, my God. You are so... people are so stupid.
Sometimes you win.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to Red Dawn the U.S. Army.
I don't know what that means, but you're a defeatist.
Uh-huh.
You just lay down. You go, uh-huh. Take me away.
Uh-huh.
I'm dead, Andy. Hey, Siri, give me some bullets.
Hey, she purchased them on Amazon. They'll be there tomorrow. They'll be there between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. today.
I might download Siri now.
No, Siri actually does suck, though.
Does it still suck? Okay.
It's brutal. I mean...
Because Face ID is amazing.
Face ID is great, but mine broke.
I haven't punched in my code in fucking 3 years.
Yeah, mine
broke. Wait, what?
Mine broke.
What do you mean?
I got water in my camera somehow, and it fucking can't Face ID me anymore.
Oh, like the front one?
Yeah.
No. Why don't you get a new phone? You don't have an upgrade plan or some shit?
Why am I not getting the email? We sent a verification code. It may take a few minutes to arrive. No, you didn't.
What phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
What kind?
12.
Should get a new one.
No, I don't want a new one.
Do you think I should get Apple Care? Do you have Apple Care?
Not in a trillion years.
I know. I don't think I need
it. I wouldn't even have, like, dude, no.
I don't drop phones, bro.
I don't even have collision insurance on my car.
Wait, really?
You do you. You live your life, but, like, no.
I have 30 more days till I can get it, till it goes away, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Oh, your car's not paid off yet?
No, I'm talking about the Apple Care.
Oh, yeah, it's up to you, but I wouldn't get it.
Because they say, they're like, oh, if you fucking drop it, they'll replace the screen and da-da-da. But it's like, I bet there's probably a bunch of fucking caveats, you know?
You think?
They're like, oh, well, you dropped it from, we tracked on the app that you fucking dropped it from above 6 feet. That's not covered. It's like,
of course,
it's like my nuts.
It's like any insurance company. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. You get flood insurance and then fucking Hurricane Katrina happens and they're like, ah, hurricanes weren't under the, it's like, what?
I was chatting with customer service, but this is taking longer than expected. So,
yeah, you checked. You're mad. You checked out.
No, I mean, you were arguing such a point.
Your dad's a conservative or something.
You were arguing.
You're rebelling.
You were arguing something that I wasn't arguing. So, and then I just gave up.
That's what happened, Whitey.
You changed.
Really? That's what the whole thing was, summarized.
You changed sports.
What a non-biased fucking thing.
You changed sports through an argument. So you go from football to basketball to baseball to hockey. Like, as soon as you're losing in football, you're like, nah, we're playing hockey. As soon as someone scores, we're playing basketball. As soon as you go to baseball, it's crazy.
He's mad, folks.
I don't care.
Let him swing himself out.
I don't care. I'm being honest. All right.
I never took that seriously. I thought we were fucking around.
I don't care. No, I'm being honest. I don't care.
All right, you're good. We're not gonna be mad.
No, we hate each other.
Bro, I'll get a speaker. All right. Jeez. I don't care that much.
I am mad though. I'm still furious. I'm actually mad. I'm more so mad about this email thing. This is getting annoying.
What's happening?
So fucking Anchor is like changing the Spotify for podcasters, and apparently like you're no longer going to be allowed to sign into Anchor. You have to sign into Spotify for podcasters. So go verify like your email for Spotify for podcasters. So I'm like, okay. So it's like, all right, we're going to send a code to this email. I'm like, cool, send code. And then I haven't gotten the code sent. And then it goes, there's a need help ? thing. So I click need help and it sends me to like a help article that has no relation to like me not getting a code in my email. So I'm over here like I have five.
Yeah, and now I'm mad. I'm not even part of it, and I'm upset.
I'm livid.
I hate when shit changes like that, dude. Fucking change just keep it.
Well, you know, I agree to the terms and services.
It's true. Why are they? I wonder why they changed it. What is Anchor stopping or something?
I'm not getting a code, and you're not help. No one's helping me. I need help.
Is it only for Spotify? Like.
Resend.
Do you still have to use Anchor for everything else?
Anchor's Spotify for podcasters is the new host, basically. Like, starting soon, a Spotify login will be required to access your podcast. Update your login. That's what it's saying.
By the way, I love Spotify.
Spotify's amazing.
It's underrated.
I keep getting those goddamn fucking those stupid. Dude, my YouTube algorithm has been terrible these past several weeks.
Why?
Jay, I am getting no good videos.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a similar thing. Yeah, it's like they don't even know me. Few months, it's like they don't even know who I am anymore.
I literally like go to myself like, are the people that I usually watch not uploading anymore? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like they start showing me stuff that like I've never even tried to watch, and it's like why would I ever want this? They ever send you like finance stuff?
What kind of finance stuff?
It's like finance YouTubers and shit, like random shit. Like here's how I bought my fourth house and how you can.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, like, dude, yeah, that. Oh my god. Yeah.
It's like, bro, what in the world did my algorithm told you I wanted to know? I don't even own one house. And I don't give a fuck about finance YouTubers, but thanks for trying.
I love the people who are clearly chiropractors, but don't tell you they're a chiropractor. They just tell you they're a doctor and then just give you a bunch of health tips. It's like, dude, you little fucking shill. You little grifting grifter.
One of the hardest I've ever laughed is when you were telling that story about going to that guy. Remember?
What guy?
And you went to some guy and he was like, "Oh, yeah." You told him about your other doctor and he was like, they use that tool. Yeah.
You tell me he didn't have this tool.
Amateur.
It's like, because he was shitting on my neurologist.
Yeah.
Fucking jackass.
I don't remember now, but the way you told it, dude, I was dying.
Because it was true. He goes, "Wait, you're telling me your neurologist didn't have this?" Oh, amateur.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
Fucking guy who went to school and college for like 10 years for his degree.
Literally, at a community college.
Literally does surgeries compared to this fucking 2-year degree motherfucker on how to crack backs. What a jackass. I'm not saying like, yeah, dude, that's awesome that you're cracking my back and everything, but the shit on a neurologist, it wasn't like you shit on him after he just had a botched surgery. You shit on him because he didn't have I don't even know what
like
he
had. Like a doohickey.
He didn't have a measuring cup. That blew my mind. I'm upset today. I don't know why I'm so angry.
I mean, I was kind of annoying. I'll take responsibility for some of it.
I'm actually more upset about it. I'm still not getting the email. I'm livid.
I swear, dude. Here's the thing. Can we wrap that up in a bow tie?
I'm not. If there's an olive branch, I don't want it. I'm so dead set.
It's not an olive branch, okay. But it's...
Okay.
When voice technology gets to the point where it actually works correctly, I will be the first in line to get it. But everyone I know who has it says it doesn't, so... That's the real reason. I shouldn't have disguised it as some other reason. It's just it doesn't work well.
My Echo Dot works perfectly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I've heard it go off on these podcasts before when you didn't want it to.
No, that's because there was an alarm.
It said your address before. You've had to mute.
That's because
you've been like, no, Siri, the light, I want it blue.
No, like, I've never said always that because my lights don't change colors.
All right, you know what I mean, though.
No, I don't.
It's definitely messed up before.
It's not messed up. I've set alarms before that I forgot I set.
Now, remember it said your address?
That I don't remember.
It didn't actually say it, but because you muted, but you were like, Siri, shut up.
I don't think it actually said my address. Maybe
or Alexa.
It said my name before, but that's because it says your name. You could set it up to where it doesn't do that, and you could set it up to where it says a different name, but I just don't have it as that.
Yeah.
But that's not the... device, that's the user, that's me.
I'm back in timeout, aren't I? What's that? I'm back in timeout, aren't I?
No, because
I opened the door, I was like, can I finish dinner? You're like, I already threw it out.
I'm not, it's
no mac and cheese anymore ever.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just because you say something that's wrong, I'm not gonna just sit here and go, yeah. You know, and like high five you and then talk about Pop-Tarts.
Fair enough.
By the way, I thought that's what today's episode was all going to be about, was just like junk food and Pop-Tarts because I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. Your algorithm was a lot of food.
Was it?
You sent me like three in a row and they were all food. I was like, oh, you must be hungry.
Yeah, on Instagram. Oh my God, dude, I'm starving. I'm so hungry. I can't.
Siri knows. Wait, why don't you eat?
I'm on a diet right now.
On a diet?
Yes.
We're all on a diet, Wade.
I'm cutting.
You know that dad joke where it's like,
oh my God.
Everyone's on a diet.
Is this episode over yet? You're killing me today. You're just arguing. You're just being different to be different.
No, I ain't. I just don't like Siri, dude. Shoot me. Shoot me with a drone. Now the problem is once I know I'm annoying someone, then I can't stop because then I find it funny and it's a flaw.
No, I wasn't.
It's probably why Brandon isn't here.
I wasn't annoyed with you. I was.
Oh, now he's acting like he's not annoyed.
I was arguing my point, and I stand by my point to the umpth degree.
He's saying umps.
I stand by my
point. He's upset.
Oh, fuck.
Where's that?
I meant to turn off all notifications for Discord. God damn it. I've been getting all these bleeps and bloops. Enable desktop notifications. No. Thank you. All right, they're off. You done?
Yeah.
I had to scratch my throat just now. What are you doing? You texting?
No.
You upset?
No, I'm just...
What are you doing?
I'm a timeout.
No, you're on your phone. You're looking up something.
I'm grounded, dude.
You're not... I don't get it. Just because I didn't yell
at you. I feel like we can't come back now. I feel like you hate me now.
I don't hate you.
I didn't want Siri.
I'm just not going to agree with you because you said something. I don't get it. I don't understand why I'm not allowed to yell and be upset and argue my point.
You are, bro. I'm fucking around.
I don't like this.
It's funny to me. It's funny to double down on it.
But you're acting like you're doubling down, and it's no, dude. Like you're doubling down because you think you're right and you were wrong.
No, I wasn't talking about. I was talking about doubling down on being annoying.
Yeah, but your point's still wrong.
No, I know, but we're past. I mean,
I'm not.
But
past
now,
it. I'm
now not you're past like annoyed because now you're in annoyed mode.
I'm not annoyed.
Because you're not asking me, you're not conversating, you just go on your phone and then you like look up every once in a while.
My phone.
I can tell you're up.
My phone's not even upset. I'm not even on my phone.
Right. He's mad.
Okay. I don't even
I'm just trying to make you more.
No, but I'm not mad. I was mad. I forget what time stamp it was. It might have been like 40, 45 minutes in. I was mad at all the people that I was like thinking of. I was mad at every fucking video and Instagram reel I ever saw of people who make those reels where it's like, did you also know that the government could da 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 da? It's like, oh my God. Oh man, man, lady.
Who are you hiding from?
It's just, you know what also...
It's always someone where like no one cares about you.
it also goes to the point of when people do stuff that they think is like this contrarian minority thing and they think they're outside the box for doing it and they think like there's a chance that it can like in a way solve or do... It's like, dude, it hasn't worked in the past. It hasn't worked now. Like, why do you still think it's going to work? It's not. So obviously, like, whatever you're doing or saying isn't working. Figure out a totally different solution or else nothing's going to change. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Like, at that point, just go off the grid or something.
By the way, I hate my Echo Dot.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Oh. What is it?
An Echo Dot.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know what that is.
It's the Amazon one. It's a smart speaker.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought Alexa was.
Like, it plays the radio, it turns on my TV, my lights and shit. Like, it does. It's just sometimes it doesn't hear me, so I have to like yell at it a little louder. That's not, and then sometimes it doesn't. I'll say to do something, and then like 10 minutes later, I'll say to do the same thing, and it'll be like, oh, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's like, well, you just did it 10 minutes ago. Do it again. Outside of that, it's pretty good. I would say between 70 to 80% of the time, it's good.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's the thing with a lot of like new technology. It's like, it's not about it being like insanely better, but it's all the little things that over time make your life easier that add up.
I think that's
the biggest takeaway for me with the iPhone and having like an up-to-date like smartphone.
Alexa, it's hallway on. Oh my god, Alexa, hallway 20%. Yeah, so you didn't hear me that time. See, Alexa, hallway 20%. Yeah, now I just did my lights.
I think I'm just like the next level of lazy where like even talking is annoying to me.
I wish you could just.
I'd rather just get up and fuck. Hey, dude, imagine if
I need to get the Neuralink thing because I need that so bad. Just
have you seen those memes though? Those are pretty funny.
No, what's that?
It'll be like, got the Neuralink like free version. And it's just like someone waking up in the middle of the night with like a wicked loud ad playing. Oh, Riley! Oh no, finds us the dude having like a seizure.
I do.
Those are pretty funny.
I fucking hate the O'Reilly commercials. I don't even know what O'Reilly is, dude.
Me neither. I thought it was like a local place until I saw that meme, and I was like, oh, other people have that?
Dude, I did too. When I saw the meme, I'm like, wait, I thought that was like a state thing.
I thought like one guy owed it.
It sounds like a cheesy small business.
It does.
It's like an auto parts store?
Yeah, something.
I've never once stepped into an O'Reilly in my entire life. I've never seen one in my entire life.
Yeah, me neither.
O'Reilly Auto.
I wonder if it's like an auto zone or is it a place where you get like your oil changed?
Maybe it's an online store. Dude, revenue in 2023, $15.8 billion.
Oh, damn. They must be everywhere then.
Yeah, I don't think it's your local mom and pop shop.
No.
Where are they, though? Location. What the fuck was that?
Oh, my God.
That was bad, dude.
I think I'm going to... Do you use ChapStick?
Yeah.
I always hated ChapStick my whole life. God. Never used it.
Uh-huh.
See, you're already upset.
You're the worst.
Can I tell you why, though?
Unless it's because someone shoved it up your ass. There's really no reason to hate it.
No, it's just I don't like the feel. I don't like the like waxiness of it on my lip. Like it bugs me. But I looked in the mirror the other day and I was like, it was like a SpongeBob portion of my how bad my lips were. I was like, all right, I need to get some chest. Someone's gonna call me up for this. Why do you have a fucking graphics card on his face?
I love that. Like, it's so dumb. Someone took that picture and saturated the fuck out of it.
Also, yeah, yeah.
I also, this must be highly edited. I don't think like the graphics card was ever actually on him. I think it's all Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's definitely too like, you're right about the contrast.
It's very layered.
The saturation, yeah, it's way like, it's meant to be eye-popping. It's probably like an album cover.
His one album cover, is he looks weird as shit.
Like nice fake health. Teeth, though.
You think his teeth are fake?
They gotta be.
I think they're real, but they're white.
They look like veneers.
Like they're, oh, yeah, they are pretty perfect in this.
Although, you never know. Sometimes, like,
some people don't like, have you ever notice? Teeth like you.
Yeah, right? Like, black people have amazing teeth.
Do they?
Yeah. You ever notice that?
No.
Like, black people have some of the fucking, just the shape. Apparently, it has something to do with genetics. Like, they just have more dentin or whatever.
Huh.
You know what? There's advantages to being breeded selectively, you know?
Hmm. Hmm.
I wish Italians had been enslaved. Maybe I would have had better teeth.
I'm not gonna dig you out of this one.
Hey, I jumped in. I'm good.
I lost all my fire with the.
I'm sorry, brother. I'll never mention it. I'll never mention the government ever again. Oh my god. Not one whisper will come out of my mouth.
I'm livid. So,
how's,
Gushers, huh? Isn't that how this started?
Yeah. Yeah, I was fuming about, see, that's when I was mad. I was upset about Gushers.
And I got upset about fucking smart speakers.
Oh, that's a perfect thing. Yeah, that's what the people I hate. Oh my god, yes.
What people do you hate about Gushers?
Because you know how you're saying retard, you hate retards that are dumb. Dude,
I yelled retard so bad 10 minutes ago.
Oh, the people who don't know nutrition, but they act like they're so fucking smart. It's infuriating.
Right.
Like fucking corn syrup and fucking food dye, dude, in moderation. My kids fucking, you know, once every week. It's like, dude, no. Just admit it's bad, dude. You don't have to, like, why? Why are you this dumb? And why are you acting smug like you're the smart one? It's like, dude, you're eating fucking Cheetos and you think you're, like, making a...
Oh, dude, I hate when, like...
Even in moderation, it's bad.
When I'm, like, right now I'm cutting, and if I, like, if someone, oh, you gotta live a little, it's like, dude, I'm doing this for 4 weeks. Like,
oh, you're cutting.
I said that, like, 5 minutes.
That's why you're hungry. Yeah. Well, you said you were on a diet.
Yeah, and then I said I'm cutting, but I kind of, like...
Oh, okay.
I kind of said it when you were talking, so maybe you didn't hear it.
That's right, because you were bulking forever, so you're,
I've been bulking for 6 years.
That was a long bulk, bro, I'm not gonna lie.
First off, it was supposed to be 8 weeks, but I got six. So it was a 9-week bulk.
Just the whole fucking winter, dude. You were like, I'm bulking. I'm like, yeah, that's called fucking January. It's called, you just had Christmas cookies, bro. You're bulking.
I was drinking so many sodas.
Wait, so what do you do? How much do you gain? Did you gain a lot of weight?
I went from 179 to like 193. Like my final weigh-in was 195, but like what I do is I'll take in, like I'll weigh myself 3 to 5 times throughout the week and then take the average or like the middle one and go, all right, that's my weight. Because weights kind of fluctuate day by day.
Hmm.
So really, I forget the exact amount. I have it on a dry erase board, but it was like 179 to 193. But now I'm already down to like 184 or whatever. So, but like I'm getting like, I'm not like extremely cut up, but like I can obviously see like my muscles and everything. So I'm like, all right, like I gained a few pounds of muscle throughout this whole thing, so I'm happy with it.
Nice. So you add the weight and then cutting turns the fat into muscle. Is that what happens or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
What's the point? Like, well, I don't understand it because I've never like you looked and I don't know what it is.
You add weight. You try, you hope to add as much more muscle and less fat as possible. However, when you're adding all that weight, you're going to add fat. And then you lose weight and you try to just lose the fat and maintain as much muscle as possible while you're losing the weight. So when all things are said and done, you gained, let's just say you gained, for example, 5 pounds and like three and a half of those pounds are muscle.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
So is there a way to like make it in specific areas? Do you just work out on specific muscle-wise, zones?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like if you're
so when you're bulking, if you want your chest to be bigger, you just do chest shit.
Yeah, I mean technically, yeah. If you just want your chest to be bigger, you could just do chest exercises.
So what were you bulking? Like everything or
my whole body? At first, it was just my upper body because I've still been very hesitant with my lower body with all the spine shit I had.
Little chicken legs.
Yeah. But then I was like, dude, I can't just keep having these fucking chicken legs. So then I like doing very light exercises and kettlebell swings and like very low weighted squats, but with a kettlebell, not with a bar, leg press and shit like that. So. It's been beneficial, and my legs definitely got a little bit bigger because I haven't really worked them out in a long time. They kind of like gravitated towards muscle hypertrophy quickly because it's like, oh, dude, fuck yeah, we haven't been torn up in a long time.
Michael, who? Timothy? What?
What?
Michael, Timothy, who?
Muscle hypertrophy.
What the fuck is that?
That's basically your muscles growing. Your muscles, when you work them out, they get microscopic tears all around them, and then blood rushes to the area to repair them, and those tears fill up with, like, and so you get more muscle.
Oh, that makes complete sense. Okay. That's why it hurts.
Yeah, that's why you get sore, and they have to recover, and then they get bigger.
Dude, I used to go, not so much last winter, but the winter before, I would just go and do the bike for like 2 hours. And I'd do it to a point where I literally couldn't anymore. And then I walk out of the gym out the steps and I almost fall every time because my legs would be so like stiff. They couldn't like function. Oh, my God. That's because they're all teared up.
And that's why like creatine's a good thing to have when you're gaining muscle. Because it stores water in your muscles, so creatine helps with a lot of things, and it helps with recovery. It just helps with a lot of things.
So why do you do it? Is it because you want to look better, or you just like working out because it makes you feel better, or both?
Vanity, yeah. Mainly look better. And then the other one was I just felt so weak, so I'm happy like with my strength, and I want to get stronger, so I'll continue to work out. And maybe do some more strength exercises than just straight muscle hypertrophy type of training. But I'm not like some big dude or anything. I am not like
a bodybuilder. But
the fact that I got like the fact that I'm just like comfortably in the 180s, I've never been that in my entire life. Like I've always been like way smaller.
Yeah, that is pretty. Yeah, 180. I'm usually in like 170s.
Like a fat ass.
Got a dumper?
Yeah, dude, I got a fucking thunder dump. Someone told me, I was like, it's like, dude, did you just leave the bagel shop because you got two fucking... Okay, man, you got two hams in the back of your pants.
Doing squats all day.
That's the thing. It's just my fat. My fat goes all to my ass.
Yeah, mine usually just goes to my gut. I get like a skinny fat gut. I had like a wine gut when I was drinking a lot of wine.
Nah, my fat goes.
But like I'm skinny, so I'd look like, you know, those aliens from Men in Black. Yeah, <dude, laughs> that like they're skinny, but they had that gut.
Yeah, with their little anemic heads.
Yeah. Yours goes to your Squidward.
It goes my ass and my lower belly, but like front, not the sides. I don't get love handle sides. Ugh. All right, well, I am going to go work out actually soon, which sucks. I'm so tired.
Yep. I hear you. Yep. I'm tired.
Smart speakers, eh?
20,000 steps, you know.
That's awesome. I got started. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think we even finished that story. I stopped caring.
You were fuming the second I said how many steps I did.
I was fuming because you've made fun of me for so much worse. And then
you were like that cat that fucking.
Yeah, I know. I know which cat. All right. This was fun.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice knowing you.
It's like I'll be doing some episodes by myself.
Yeah.
Going back.
I guess I'll hear from you in a month. All right.
All right. Well, have fun.
Say hi to Brandon for me.
Yeah, now I know why Brandon left.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'll talk to you.
All right, man. I'll
probably talk to you next week.
All right.
All right. Later, beanie nigga.
Peace.